Hello, my name is James Withers. I'm a 36-year-old male from Webster, Massachusetts. I would like to tell my story. Roughly about 3+ years ago, I was involved with a lady. She told me that she was pregnant with my child, and I believed her. We were having an on-and-off relationship for 3 to 4 years. I believed her that the child was mine. I asked her multiple times through her pregnancy if the child was mine. She confirmed and said yes. So the day she had the baby, I was at the hospital. I did not witness the child be born because she had a C-section. The next day I went back to the hospital and I signed the birth certificate in Haverhill, Massachusetts. Shortly after, I realized that mother was not going to allow me to see child. It was a constant battle just for visits. And the visits that I did have were brief. So 6 to 8 months of that, I decided to take the mother to court. I found an attorney that would allow me to work off my bill at his house. So, this attorney and I built up a case for my right to parent in the state of Massachusetts. I had temporary orders granted from the courts stating that I could have her every other weekend, and I was able to visit with her every other Thursday. So I took my temporary orders and my temporary weekend visitations. Shortly into my weekend visitations, I realized that this child is not mine. So, I decided to do a DNA test. I ordered a DNA test from a very reputable company in British Columbia. I received the DNA test. I swabbed child. I swabbed me. I put them in the envelopes and I mailed them out. A few weeks later, I have the results stating that the child was 0% chance she was mine. Showed the paperwork to my lawyer. My lawyer says, well, that makes everything different. So he presented my at-home DNA test to the judge with a request for a court-ordered DNA. Pending results of DNA, if child was mine, I would agree to whatever the mother wanted, which was a significant increase in child support and permission to leave state, and a $50,000 life insurance policy. I was willing to agree to all that if mother would agree to a DNA test in court that the child was mine. Because at that time, the judge has told me that I have timed out in the state of Massachusetts. Allegedly, you only have X amount of time from child's birth and signing the birth certificate, or in Massachusetts known as acknowledgement of proof of paternity. I'm not sure. I think it's 6 months I have to contest paternity after signing the birth certificate, which I did not because mother made it extremely difficult for visitations, and then I took mother to court. The child was about 18 months when I realized child wasn't mine. So I asked mother for a court-ordered DNA, and I will give you whatever stipulations you want, just as long as you give me a court-ordered DNA. And she said no, because in the state of Massachusetts, it's what's in the child's best interest, and the mother has the choice of what's in the child's best interest. And the courts have already stated that I have timed out. I can no longer contest paternity in courts, because at that point, it has been about 18 months. So, fast forward a year, I've been paying child support And I chose to give my visitations to my parents who are still involved in child's life. I do not agree with it, but that is not my decision. So my parents continue my visitations. I continue to pay child support. Mother decides to take me back to court for an increase in child support because I have not followed through with my end of the deal being visitations with my daughter, who, come to find out, is not my daughter. Now, in the meantime, I have a family that I am desperately trying to support and to hang on to. But because of the constant stress, threatening phone calls that mother has made to my fiance's apartment complex, I have other legal issues because of the mental drain that this has taken upon me. I am no longer able to work. I am no longer able to live a normal life. And I do not understand why I have to suffer because I was lied to and I was duped into signing a birth certificate for a child that I did not believe was mine.